So, Neil, can you tell us why we've stopped here and what we're looking at?
This is quite a special piece of kit, I suppose, that we would say in modern times. It's a treadwheel crane, and it's the only example of its kind in this country, which is why it's so special. And the treadwheel crane, for those who don't know, it dates back to Roman times and was extensively used during the Middle Ages, essentially to build cathedrals and castles. And the idea is a bit like a hamster's wheel, really. You know, you walk inside the wheel with the idea of lifting the heavy load. The rope was attached to a pulley and it turned onto a spindle, and obviously the rotation of the wheel allowed the crane to lift and lower the load into place. Because of the sort of crowded nature of such devices, a lot of the time the people who were walking around these cranes were young boys. And one of the features of this crane is that it actually doesn't have a brake. So if there was a heavy load which ever started to slide back down the rope, the wheels could reverse, and you can imagine what would happen to the little lad inside. This treadwheel crane was based at the town's shipyard, which is actually not too far from here, and we'll see it further along the walk. Its role there was to lift massive great big timbers when they were building the ship, and then obviously to load cannons onto warships that were built there. It's quite a magnificent piece of engineering.